This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions in Gaza near the border with Israel before sunset on Tuesday, a month since the Hamas attack, which sparked Israel's fierce military assault on the enclave. Israel has bombarded the enclave since the Hamas raid on southern Israel 1 month ago, when its fighters killed 1,400 people and seized 240 hostages. Gaza health officials say the Israeli assault has killed more than 10,000 Palestinians, including some 4,100 children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Gaza's busiest thoroughfare has become a terrifying escape route for Palestinian civilians running for their lives from heavy combat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some report shots being fired at them and said they saw bodies along the way, while many escape with just the clothes on their back. Meanwhile, in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, five bodies, including three children, were pulled out from the rubble of destroyed buildings after the area was hit by an Israeli airstrike. An Associated Press journalist saw the victims being recovered while first responders continued the search for survivors. Ahmed Al-Naja, a general director at the Education Ministry in Gaza, tells the AP he and his families were victims of the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of evacuees leaving the Gaza Strip through Egypt rose on Tuesday, a day after the Rafah border crossing was reopened. At least 500 people, most of them foreigners or dual nationals and their dependents, passed through Rafah, the only crossing that does not border Israel, Egyptian security sources said. Evacuations through the crossings were suspended Saturday and Sunday after an Israeli strike on an ambulance that was headed